Welcome to another episode of the Podcast Report,
the show devoted to bringing you the latest news and updates regarding the podcasting track of New Media Expo, the largest new media event in the world.
Now, here's your host,
the podcast answer man,
Cliff Ravenscraft.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode, another season of the Podcast Report. Cliff Ravenscraft here, and my friends, I am super excited today because we are about ready to launch a whole new season of information and content fully devoted to the podcasting track of New Media Expo, and I am not alone. In fact, what I'm really most excited about right now is to announce to you our brand new co-host for the Podcast Report, Eric J. Fisher. Eric, how are you, sir?
I am doing well. If this was an actual television show, then I would be an addition to the cast.
You are an addition to the cast. It's awesome.
Well, I'm the wacky neighbor.
You're the wacky neighbor. This is, guys, I am so thrilled to have Eric Fisher as the co-host here for the Podcast Report because Eric and I have been podcasting together since 2006. Now, you've had your own podcast in the past that launched as a result of your passion for podcasting. It was called We're Both Right, and it became the WBR show and
yes,
and stuff.
Did you know this? It was actually in December of 2007, iTunes itself voted that show a top 10 new comedy podcast.
Really?
And yeah.
That is awesome.
Very few people know that.
That is very cool. And it doesn't surprise me. It was a fun show that you guys did. And later on, you and I decided to launch. I think you approached me and says, hey, what do you think about this? Is that how it worked? You came to me for the show we did together?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, back when NMX was Blog World and New York City, summer of June 2012, I was on a panel talking about podcasting to get your dream job. And part of my story was that I did a podcast with you, Social Media Serenity, and we did 119 episodes, and that established my authority in the world of social media and social media marketing and helped pave the way for me to get my current position where I'm social media manager at Indiana Wesleyan University.
A job that you created for yourself, which
yes,
is absolutely awesome. So yes. And then, of course, there's one big thing that's been going on in your world. You launched a brand new podcast that happens to have made it to number 2 out of every single podcast in the business category. Number 2.
Is it number 2?
It was, wasn't it?
Did you just check? No. So far, the highest it's gotten is number 3.
Ah. Oh. Darn. Okay. So, oh man.
Whoa. It will make it to number 2.
Woe is you, Eric Fisher.
Oh.
No. So tell people about your number 3 ranked podcast in iTunes.
I have to admit, it's been getting a lot of attention and a lot of support by listeners as well as fellow podcasters. And so if you're listening and you've helped share Beyond the To-Do List, my show, thank you. Because it is that you are the reason why it is ranked number 3 right now as of this recording. And it is a productivity interview podcast. And some people are like, it's not a productivity show. And I'm like, yes, it is. So many of the listeners understand that the reason it's called Beyond the To-Do List is because we don't just talk about how people manage their day-to-day calendar and to-do list and all those kinds of things and priorities and goals. Like, we branch out from there and we talk to people about, especially people that I look up to and admire or are my peers, that how they do good work, how they self-manage and how they lead themselves in their business, whether they're an entrepreneur or a part of some huge wacky crazy idea or have life balance and actually pick and meet the right goals to have success in their life.
So, you know, we want to actually share with you here at the beginning of this new season who Eric Fisher is. If you want to learn more about me, like I said, podcastanswerman.com. And my entire story from how I went from a hobby to full-time career all the way up through 2011 in my journey was captured in a video that I had recorded at my very first talk that I ever gave at Blog World back then, 2011. If you want to see that video and hear how I've been able to turn a hobby into a full-time career in podcasting, I encourage you to check it out. You can find that at podcastanswerman.com/about, and it's at the bottom of my about page is the video from my talk there. So that's us. That's who we are. Sorry about so much self-promotion there at the very beginning of this episode, but
it's context.
It's context. We want to give you a feeling of who we are as individuals, and now we're going to get into the meat of things. Again, this podcast is devoted to the podcasting track of New Media Expo. And we want to first start off and talk about why we're excited about New Media Expo. So, Eric, we're going to start with you. What excites you about NMX? What's been your experience there, and you know, what brings about this excitement for you?
I am super excited. I got to attend before, and it has been, up to date, the single most impactful and, just for sheer size, large networking and learning event that has to do with social media, podcasting, content creation, networking, just all around fun. I loved meeting, and for the first time meeting a lot of my digital friends face to face. And so for me, that's one of the biggest things that I'm excited about right there.
Excellent. And for me, I'm thrilled because of what what New Media Expo means to the world and the space of podcasting. I'm a huge fan of podcasting and an evangelist for podcasting, and I want to teach everybody in the world what all about the benefits of podcasting in their lives, whether that be as a consumer of content, and hopefully even many of them getting their message out to the world as a creator of content through podcasting as well. But so I love New Media Expo because of what they have done, or what they've allowed me to do as the director of podcasting, which is to create from the ground up a brand new podcasting track that over the last three events has radically taken off in a huge way. The last event back in January 2013, it was out of this world. We had hundreds of podcasters there, and we had the 8th annual podcast awards, which blew away any expectations. I mean, it was so far beyond any expectations that the anyone had for what that event might look like. It was standing room only. The energy and camaraderie in the room between all the podcasters there, even the ones who were in stiff competition for winning those awards in certain categories, just how gracious and generous everyone was. It was a fun night. Leo Laporte was just the absolute perfect MC for the event. Todd Cochran, pours himself into those podcast awards. And I will tell you that because of how amazing that event was, and by the way, the follow-up mixer, like the little networking party afterwards, there was no music, and it was just all of us gathered together, and it was awesome. But I can tell you right now, because of what happened in January of this year, 2013, 2014, the event that's coming up next, this coming January, the podcast awards are something you do not want to miss. We are taking it to the next level, my friend. So I'm really excited about that. But I'm also excited about the fact that, you know, this is thousands of content creators around the world, bloggers, podcasters, web TV producers, video producers, content creators, social media experts. I think we're going to see around 4,000 people in Las Vegas in 2014 from more than 50 countries around the world. That, my friends, is pretty darn exciting. And like you said, Eric, this is an opportunity for those people you've been following in the social media space and Facebook and Twitter, you know, the people that, well, if you're listening to this podcast, the people you know online, almost all of them will be there. And this is the place and an opportunity for you to come and meet and network with these people. It's an opportunity like nothing else. And one of the things that I'll be covering in my next episode of Podcast Answer Man is a question from somebody that says, listen, I'm just starting my business. I'm bootstrapping things. And there's so many different conferences to choose from. Cliff, when you started out, how did you fit these things in? You know, how did you decide?
And I'm ashamed to admit that when I started my business, I saw conferences like New Media Expo and all these other different conferences as expenses and almost as luxuries. You know, boy, wouldn't it be great? It'll be almost like a vacation and stuff like that. And so I kind of, you know, pinched my pennies and decided, you know, I can't afford that this year, maybe next year. And I did that year after year after year. And now that I've been to the place where I have invested in going to these, I no longer see these as expenses. These are investments. And it's not all vacation either. It's a lot of work, especially if you, I think, if you do it right. And we'll talk about that in the future on episodes of this podcast. But what for me, I believe this is an investment, and it's the best investment I can make. Oftentimes people tell me, Cliff, or ask me, what would you do differently if you could go back again? And I've always told people, you know what? I don't think I'd do anything differently. I would want to make all the same mistakes because that's made me who I am. And I'm starting to finally rethink that. And I think that I probably would say, if I was to ask that question again, I would say I would go to more conferences sooner and not see them as expenses, but as investments. And this is an investment in networking and taking things and relationships to a whole new level that you'll never be able to experience without the face-to-face meetings that you would have there. Would you agree with that, Eric?
I would totally agree with that. I would even say, you know, when people ask you that question, it's kind of like a reframing. It's like, well, yeah, obviously we can't go back and change what we did, but we can say to people, if I had a time machine, and from the lessons that I have learned, someone earlier on in their podcasting journey would definitely benefit from investing in going to NMX now versus later like I did.
Exactly. Well, my friends, that's why Eric is excited about New Media Expo. That's a little bit why I am excited about New Media Expo. But there's a video that I came across while I was looking at the nmxlive.com website, and this video has basically a bunch of clips from interviews that were done with participants, people who attended New Media Expo. Eric, you're going to recognize at least one or two of these voices, but I watched the video, and I'm thinking as I'm watching, it's like, this would be great audio for the podcast report. So I'm going to go ahead and cue up this video, and I'm going to mute us while it plays. So let's go ahead and tune in right here.
The thing that I enjoy most is the sharing, the networking. And when I say networking, I mean the sharing of ideas and even techniques.
So far, I have learned that there are about 100 things that I should be doing and that I know I should be doing that I'm not doing. And I think that's the best part about conferences like this.
You get ideas, you go to panels, and you learn so much. And it's just, it's a really great environment and a fantastic community.
The main highlight for this conference has been the kinds of people that we've met and that we've talked to. And it's given us a lot of great ideas about things we can do going forward with our companies.
Meeting people in person that you've listened to for years. There's some people that, you know, I've called into their podcast before, I've left comments before. I shook their hand this week. I mean, that was awesome.
You just get to meet so many different people. You meet content creators, meet advertisers, technology people. I mean, you can just kind of run the gamut of, you know, anything that is involved in the web is basically here.
I definitely feel the conference has really been focused on bringing everybody together, whether you're a podcaster or a content creator in general, because it has a little bit of everything for everybody.
Just the ideas that I wrote down in every single session, there wasn't at least 10 notes that I didn't write down, and I can't wait to get home to implement some of these things.
There's such a diverse mix of kind of educational tracks here, and so many people from different companies, some new technological companies and some that I've, you know, been wanting to connect with somebody from. I think all the variety of panels, you know, overall from music to branding to advertising to monetization, which a lot of people are, you know, want to know so much about. It's great to see all the different educational tracks.
The most exciting part was networking, was meeting other people. Coming to a place like this, we're able to interact with other people who are also on the same journey and kind of get a little bit of encouragement, support, and share resources. So that was invaluable for me.
Because I have my own podcast network, I really benefited from talking with other people who have podcast networks much bigger than mine, asking them about their success stories and how they've handled certain situations and asking for feedback on some of the things that I do. It's really hard to pick an absolute favorite thing about this conference because there are so many favorite things. It's the whole thing overall has been my favorite thing.
There you go. The whole thing has been my favorite thing, says Daniel J. Lewis from the audacitytopodcast.com. Little plug there for our friend. Anyway, how about that? I mean, this, and I would agree with everything every single one of those people said as well.
What they said.
What they said.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what she said. Anyway.
There you go.
All right. So, Eric, here's the deal. We've shared who we are. We've shared why we're excited. We've shared why other people are excited about this event. So now people are thinking, okay, so when is the next event? Where is it? Last year it was in, I keep saying last year, but it was in January, which, by the way, seems like last year, doesn't it? It seems
talking about an event that's still about 5 months away right now, and was the last one was about 6-7 months away previous, it does feel kind of like it was, hey, it's last year. It's over. It's done.
All right. So I'm gonna try to train myself to say the last event instead of last year.
There you go.
The last event was in Las Vegas in January, and it was at the Rio Conference Center, Rio Casino and Hotel and all that stuff. Eric, tell us, where is it and when is it this year?
This year, it is first week of January, and it is what, the 4th through 6th, is that right?
Yeah, it is Saturday, January 4th through Monday, January 6th. And the good thing this year is that it's not overlapping with CES last year, or the last event, the last day of NMX was the first day of CES. And you guys will be very glad to know that NMX ends the day before CES starts. So for those of you who are in the technology end of things, which I'm a fan of technology. I went to CES last year. So it does not overlap this year, which is I think is really cool. So it is January 4th, 5th, and 6th, Saturday through a Monday. It is back at the Rio Conference Center in Las Vegas. And it's going to be awesome.
Come early, stay late.
Exactly. You definitely want to go ahead and head over and get your tickets as soon as possible for the event. We are expecting it to sell out this year, which is pretty exciting. And the rooms, I do know, at the Rio are going to be $99 a night. Now, they have not opened up the registration system for hotels yet. So, I mean, you could go to the Rio, and I think it's like normally $119 or $129 a night to stay there or something like that. And you could reserve your room now, but you wouldn't get the discount. But once they announce that they're opening up the hotel reservation system, we'll announce it here in the podcast report. But go ahead and register for the event as soon as possible, because you definitely want to make sure you get a spot at the conference. For podcasters, if you're looking to save as much money as possible, honestly, I believe that the best value for a majority of podcasters who might be listening to this is the Content Creator Pass. Now, currently, as we're recording this, $497, and that price expires on 9/13. I think if you use promo code CLIFF20, it gives you 20% off. So you can use that code, CLIFF20. But yeah, $497 is what it would be for Content Creator Pass. So, Eric, you're actually one of the speakers, one of the presenters on a session, a panel session. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Sure, yeah. I have the privilege of being part of the How to Land the Expert Interviews You Want for Your Podcast session. So that'll be me, Eric Fisher, and then I'll be joined by three others, John Lee Dumas of Entrepreneur on Fire, Jared Easley of Starve the Doubts, and Rick Mulready of the Inside Social Media podcast.
Excellent. So how to land expert interviews you want for your podcast. And Eric, you've had some pretty amazing people. I mean, I know that one of your heroes and somebody that you really looked forward to talking to was David, is it David Allen? Is that his name?
Yes. From yes, Getting David Allen. Done.
Tell us about that.
That was an amazing, honestly, I did not expect, I thought, I want to get him eventually. So I thought, well, let's start the long, hard road of asking a few times and seeing if they'll say yes at some point after, two, three, four asks or something. I asked, and literally the next day, his wife emailed me back and said, sure, he'd love to do it. How about this day at this time? And I immediately wrote back and said, yes. Thank you.
I'm not even looking at my calendar. It will be open.
I will make time. Yes. So that's what I've found is that some people that you wouldn't expect are definitely ready and willing and waiting to be asked.
You have some interesting interviews coming up. Tell folks about some of the other people you are getting ready to put out into podcast episodes over these next 3 weeks. You just told me on the call yesterday.
Yeah, a couple ones that I'm really excited about, and honestly, some people, they always ask me, hey, what are some of your favorite episodes? And I have to say, well, they're all my babies. I can't pick one, but...
Oh, yes, you can. It's the one you did with this guy named Cliff Ravenscraft.
Well, that was episode number one, and it's much like what we're doing right now, only a little more, productive, we'll say. But
are you saying we're just wasting time here?
No. We're talking a little more about productivity is what I meant to say.
It's about, anyway, yes, go ahead.
Getting things done. But one that's coming out this coming weekend is going to be with Baratunde Thurston. And he was recently on the cover of, and had a cover article in the magazine Fast Company all about unplugging. He did that for 25 days. He's not the only person who's ever done this, by the way. Actually, while he was doing his 25 days last Christmas, December 2012, I was also doing something like that. So it was interesting for me to talk with him, get his experience about that, and what his life was like beforehand, why he felt he had to do that, what the process of moving towards unplugging was, what the experience was like, and then how his life has been different afterwards. And so that's going to be one that I'm really going to point a lot of people to, because I think we really need to kind of rethink, the usage of technology, use it for its pros and kind of avoid it for the cons that can affect your life. So that's one I'm really excited about.
Before you go on to the next one, did you see the video, or maybe you're the one who posted it, about the the 2-minute video on phone addiction?
Yes.
It's kind of like a 2-minute documentary, and it's absolutely awesome.
When they said, watch this mini documentary, and I saw that it was 2 minutes, I'm like, that can't be. But it really is, and it conveys a lot of what the talk I had with Baratunde is about. I'm actually going to probably post that video in the show notes for that episode coming up this week. So if people are interested in that, it's beyond the todolist.com/44.
And if you get this before that episode goes live, just go back a couple of days later and it'll be there.
Yes.
All right. So who else are you excited about? Yeah. You got some other ones.
After that, I've got Mari Smith, who most people will recognize her name. She's known as the Facebook queen. And we're going to kind of take that angle, that kind of continuation of the episode I just mentioned, which is, she's all about relationships and all about social media. And I want to talk to her about, I will be talking to her about how we balance using social media to grow relationships, not just in life, but in business, but also not be always on and always plugged in.
I like it. And then also you have Dave Ramsey's daughter. Is that right?
Yes. His daughter who works for him, Rachel Cruz, she's going to be coming on, and we're going to kind of take the angle. I've actually not had anybody come on talking about money specifically. So we're going to spend some time there, but then also kind of bridge that over into discipline and budgeting and how that applies not just to money, but to time and discipline in your life, and how by planting those seeds now, you are investing in your future.
So here's the deal. I mean, these people, of course, I know all these names. Some of you may think, well, I haven't never heard of any of those people, and that's fine. But the question is there are certainly, if you're a podcaster and you want to do an interview with somebody who is a celebrity in your niche, the people you feel are untouchable, you might think, how do these people get so lucky to land these interviews? How did they get people to say yes? I've heard people say, I've reached out and all I keep getting is no. They tell me I'm not interested. And Eric, I just have to ask you, have you ever been turned down yet?
Often. And it doesn't stop me.
There you go. And have you ever been turned down but still ended up getting the interview?
You know, I got to think about that for a second. Anybody that I've gotten a no from that has then done it late? Yes. Yes.
Cool.
That has happened.
Excellent. And I'm sure that I think that should be something that you include, obviously, in your panel session. I know that John Lee Dumas has been turned down and ended up getting an interview. And I'm sure that's happened more than once, but I know of one occasion. And I know how he got that interview, which is pretty interesting. And Jared Easley from Starve the Doubts, I know personally that he's been turned down for interviews and still ended up getting the interview. Not that you actually bat 100, but there are sometimes you get told no and it hasn't happened yet. And it may not ever happen. But the question is, how did these people actually get these folks onto their show? The people who are celebrities in their niche, or actually people who are authentic, bona fide, big fish in big ponds. Do you know the difference of that? Have you ever heard of that? He's a big fish in a small pond?
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, moving on. So that's your session. I think that's going to be great. How to land the expert interviews you want for your podcast. You guys are going to be teaching people from your experience how you get the yes answer. You know what? I was going to tell everybody about my session. I think we're talking a lot about ourselves, so I'll maybe talk about that later. And we'll just move on to, I want to give a rundown of some of the titles that are already approved. Now, we've got 3 rooms this year devoted to the podcasting track. 3 entire rooms for 3 days. So that's pretty darn exciting. And that means there's going to be a lot of content there for podcasters to choose from. And I want to just run down just a couple of these. I actually literally randomly selected this out of the spreadsheet. So welcome to ESPN Pod Center. Wait, don't go. Now that's the title of the session. And the session is actually going to be 4 different podcasters who represent multiple podcasts that are officially produced by ESPN as a brand. These aren't fan podcasts. They're sport fans, obviously. But this is ESPN. And as you might imagine, and by the way, ESPN podcasters have won like tons of awards, including the 8th annual podcast awards. They picked up quite a few of the awards last year. So ESPN, and you automatically think, well, of course they're popular. Of course they've got tons of listeners because, well, ESPN is behind the name, and it's like people are going to be drawn to that. And this session is going to say, wait a second, we understand what you're saying. But know this, if we don't create compelling content that matches the expectation of what those people have come to hear, then we're done. We get one chance and that's it. And so basically they're taking that message about how they've gone about creating content where people actually stick around. So please don't go. Learning from their experiences, their mistakes, and all of that stuff, they're coming to bring that experience and helping all podcasters learn how to create content that will cause people to stick around. I think that's going to be a fun one. Eric, do you want to read off the next one in the list?
Sure thing. From no online presence to 6-figure income within 6 months, a podcasting success story. And that is with John Lee Dumas, my fellow other session partner.
Exactly. And so this is a guy who had 0 online presence and decided, you know what? I want to create a podcast and go into it full time. And Eric, I got to tell you, as a consultant, I've been doing this for years. I can't believe how many times I've heard people say that. And a majority of time, I would say 99 out of 100 times, I will say this is really probably not something that's feasible. However, when John Dumas came to me and told me about it, I had the same initial reaction, but then when he told me about what he had in resources, what his passion and drive and mission and purpose for creating the show was, I'm like, dude, I think you could do this. And well, he did. And so he's actually turned He literally didn't. I mean, he wasn't on Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. Nobody knew who he was. And 6 months later, he has oftentimes been listed as the number one business podcast in iTunes in all of the business category. Oftentimes, basically boxing Dave Ramsey for the number one position.
Right. Yes. And I'm standing there right by them.
Exactly. It's pretty cool.
Watching.
So that's another session. Here's another one. Building a successful fan podcast devoted to your favorite TV show, movie, or book series. And it's going to be an exciting one. Of course, that's something that's near and dear to my heart. Stephanie and I have been creating fan podcasts for years, including a brand new podcast that I just launched called the Veronica Mars Fan Podcast at veronicamarspodcast.com, if any of you are fans of that TV show. Anyway, the next one is Jason Van Orden. I think Jeremy's going to be on there as well as Franzen. And so go ahead and read off what's the title of their episode or their
podcasting
session?
Podcasting Profits, How to Use Your Podcast to Generate Income.
And these guys do know how to generate serious income from their podcasting. And, you know, there are going to be multiple. We've always had multiple different sessions that have included conversations about monetizing podcasts. And it's interesting because John Dumas is going to actually talk about how within 6 months he's created a six-figure income, and a majority of that has come from advertising and sponsorships. And I happen to know that Jason and Jeremy are actually going to talk about why actually pursuing the route of advertising is costing you serious money. So
interesting.
I love that there'll be the two different perspectives there. Well, hey, Eric, we're already over our allotted time that we wanted to give for this episode. I know that you have to run out of here for another interview that you're actually doing. So sorry to keep you late. But
no problem.
Welcome to the Podcast Report. I'm honored to have you here, my friend. And in future episodes, we're going to talk to other speakers, and they're going to actually tell us a little bit more about their sessions. But not just the advertiser session. We're going to see if we can pull some of the details out of them. So you guys will get a feel for what they have to offer. And also, we are going to continue to bring other content such as, you know, Eric and I will talk about how to prepare for the event so that you can get the most out of it and things like that. But Eric, I just want to say thank you again, and we'll see you soon, I guess.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's been great to become even more involved and serve the New Media Expo community in a much better way.
You have been listening to the Podcast Report.
New Media Expo 2014 is just around the corner. January 4th, 5th, and 6th in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Don't delay. You do not want to miss this opportunity to network with the largest community of podcasters, bloggers, video web TV producers, and social media experts from around the world.
Book your ticket now at nmxlive.com.
We hope to see you in Las Vegas.